In this bulletin, the bodies of a father and son who died in a Blue Mountains landslip recovered in New South Wales. Defence Minister Peter Dutton says Australia could have nuclear-powered submarines sooner than expected. And in Sport, Australia's men's rugby union side to play at the Sydney Cricket Ground for the first time since 1986. For the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwon. The bodies of a father and son who died in a landslip in the Blue Mountains are being recovered by crews in New South Wales. Police are confirming the two were part of a family of five on holiday from the United Kingdom, who were on a walking track when they were crushed by falling rocks. The 9-year-old boy and 49-year-old man died at the scene at Wentworth Pass. A 50-year-old woman and 14-year-old boy remain in hospital, where they were in a critical condition. The fifth family member, a 15-year-old girl, has been treated for shock following the incident and is in a stable condition. Defence Minister Peter Dutton insists Australia could take delivery of nuclear-powered submarines significantly earlier than first thought. A timeline of delivery of the nuclear-powered submarines by 2040 has been previously suggested. Mr. Dutton says more will be revealed later this year. It comes as the Australian newspaper reports Mr. Dutton will today announce the accelerated acquisition of long-range strike missiles for Australian fighter jets. Australia is imposing further sanctions on Russia in response to its invasion of Ukraine, banning the export of luxury goods like purebred horses, truffles, and wine. It comes a day after Ukraine's ambassador to Australia, Vasyl Myronyshenko, called for a moratorium on all Russian goods entering the country, as the Kremlin is accused of committing war crimes during its invasion. The new sanctions include everything from tobacco to leather and furs to musical instruments, and come on top of the existing export ban on aluminium ores. Mr. Myronyshenko says while Ukraine welcomes the sanctions, there's still more Australia and other Western nations can do to help.
Another thing is economic sanctions, further sanctions on and embargoes on the import of any fossil fuels or agri products coming from Russia, divesting from the Russian assets, ban on export of products to Russia. Of course, we need help and support with collecting evidence and prosecuting the Russian military for their war crimes. We need more humanitarian assistance.
Meanwhile, Russia's ambassador to the United Nations says it will present what he calls empirical evidence to the UN Security Council to show its forces have not been killing civilians in Ukraine. Vasily Nebenza says the story of a massacre by Russian forces in the town of Bucha is a false plot by Ukraine and its Western allies.
This is a warfare, and in warfare anything happens, and you cannot exclude that civilians are dying in the war. And that is a sad fact of life. But the footage that we are being presented with, in particular in Bucha, on which I spoke, does not give us any doubt that that was a stage.
Interest rates are not expected to change from their current level when the Reserve Bank Board meets today. The cash rate is still at its historic low of 0.1%. The bank's governor, Philip Lowe, has conceded an interest rate rise this year is plausible, but has repeatedly said the board will be patient. Also due out today is the ANZ Bank Roy Morgan Consumer Confidence Survey, the first one since last week's federal budget. Consumer confidence, a pointer to future household spending, has deteriorated to 18-month lows in recent weeks. In Sport, Australia's national men's rugby union team, the Wallabies, will play an international match at the Sydney Cricket Ground for the first time in 36 years. It's been confirmed the Wallabies will play a three-test series against England, who are coached by former Wallabies coach Eddie Jones. The matches will be on three straight Saturdays this July, the 2nd, the 9th and the 16th. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 27 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 24. Melbourne, also partly cloudy, 21 degrees. Hobart, possible morning shower, 17. Canberra, partly cloudy, 23. Wollongong, a late shower or two, 23 degrees. Sydney, sunny, 25 degrees. Newcastle, also sunny, 26. Brisbane, much the same and 29 degrees. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 33 degrees. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.